cost of all in. Deuteronomy 6:4-5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Echoed by Jesus in Matthew 22:30, Shiva. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Brothers and sisters, family in Christ, today we're stepping into a truth that is both uncomfortable and liberating. When we come to Jesus, we don't get to dip our toes in the shallow end. We jump in. All the way. We count the cost. And that cost is everything. Jesus never softened the invitation in Luke 14:28-33. He tells us plainly, no builder starts a tower without counting the cost. No king goes to war without assessing the battle. Then he lands the blow straight to the heart. Any one of you who does not renounce all that he is cannot be my disciple. Why? Because half-hearted faith isn't faith, it's a hobby. And hobbies don't change lives. They don't conquer sin. They don't reflect a God who gave everything. Look at Jesus. He didn't just talk about the cost. He paid it. Born in a stable, not a palace. Tempted in the wilderness, not spared the fight. Betrayed by friends, not protected by crowds. Crucified on a cross, not crowned on a throne. The Father surrendered the Son. The Son surrendered his life. That is the blueprint. Then come the disciples. Peter left his nets, his livelihood, to follow a carpenter from Nazareth. James and John walked away from their father mid men. They endured rejection, beatings, prison, and death, not because it was easy, but because being close to Jesus meant total abandonment to the Father. No safety nets, no half measures, and the story doesn't change. Abraham leaves Ur without a map. Moses trades Pharaoh's palace for a burning bush. Esther risks her life with the words, if I perish, I perish. Paul exchanges religious prestige for prison chains. The cost of following God has always been total surrender. So why are we surprised when surrender demands everything? Why do we negotiate with God as if grace is discounted merchandise? Cheap grace fills pews, but it empties lives. Costly grace forges disciples who shake kingdoms. Jesus doesn't ask for a slice. He wants the whole pie. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That's mind. That's body. That's soul. All or nothing. The cost to the mind, a total mindset on him. Your thoughts, your worries, your plans. The world shouts, think for yourself. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. Surrendering your mind means letting God reorder your priorities, rewrite your assumptions, and renew your thinking daily. This is not passive spirituality, it's mental warfare. Fear, lust, bitterness, and distraction don't leave politely, they must be evicted. Peter's mind once folded under pressure, later filled with the Spirit. That same mind preached boldly, and thousands were saved. A surrendered mind asks one question again and again. What does the King want here? The cost is vigilance. The reward is peace that guards your heart. Part two, the cost to the body, comfort, fear, and suffering. Jesus said, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Surrendering the body means releasing control over comfort, safety, and ease. The gospel has never promised convenience. It promises purpose. The apostles were beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked, and exhausted. Yet they pressed on. Why? Because God's power shines brightest through surrendered weakness. Your body does not belong to you. It belongs to God. Surrender it and watch him use your strength and your scars for eternal good. Part three, the cost to the soul, total abandonment to love. This is the deepest cost, your will, your affections, your identity. No reserved rooms, no protected idols, no backup plans. Judas held onto 30 pieces of silver and lost everything. Stephen surrendered fully and saw heaven open. Surrendering the soul means dying to self daily, but dying to self is the doorway to abundant life. Mind, body, soul, they rise together or they collapse together. Partial surrender builds shaky towers. Total surrender stands through storms. Jesus said it plainly. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Why pay the cost? Because the one who paid first is worth it. Because the church was built on surrendered lives. Because eternity is at stake. So today, count the cost. Then pay it. Surrender your mind to his truth, your body to his mission, your soul to his love, and watch the chains fall.